Twice every day for 3 days this was repeated, but on the fourth morning a confused wrangling, and then a scuffling was heard, as the customary summons was delivered, and suddenly 4 men burst up from the forecastle, saying they were ready to turn too. The fetid closeness of the air, and a famishing diet, united perhaps to some fears of ultimate retribution, had constrained them to surrender at discretion. Emboldened by this, the captain reiterated his demand to the rest, but Steelkilt shouted to him a terrific hint to stop his babbling and betake himself where he belonged. On the fifth morning, 3 others of the mutineers bolted up into the air from the desperate arms below that sought to restrain them. Only 3 were left.
"Better turn to now," said the captain with a heartless jeer. "Shut us up again, will ye?" cried Steelkilt. "Oh, certainly," the captain, and the key clicked.
It was at this point, gentlemen, that, enraged by the defection of 7 of his former associates, and stung by the mocking voice that had last hailed him, and maddened by his long entombment in a place as black as the bowels of despair, it was then that Steelkilt proposed to the 2 canallers, thus far apparently of one mind with him, to burst out of their hole at the next summoning of the garrison,